The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Right, let's introduce our banners with us today. Spin.
Yes, Spin, double N, very important. Young guys got in touch through Matt, actually, I think it was, and said about getting in touch, doing really well. I know, doing festival at the weekend, I was speaking to Revo, who books festival, about them, and he was saying how impressed he is by them in terms of, you know, for young guys who've only just kind of got together, really making waves already. And so, yeah, getting a lot of hype in the city, so I'm delighted that they've come, and they've brought guitars as well. I must warn you, though, they're very hungover.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's not the way to prepare for a radio interview,
it's rock and roll. I was asking the boys when they got to bed, and there was a few murmurings of a few hours ago, and I don't think anyone wanted to commit any more than that.
I've had some chewing gum and a bottle of water for breakfast, so it's going to have to do me.
Well, that's going to hydrate you, isn't it? Johnny looking a bit bleary-eyed. George, morning as well. Andy. Maybe looks the brightest of all of them. Sean's sort of fading in the background on the right hand side. You're going to play for us a little bit later on, but Spin, give us some thoughts. Where are you from, lads? Are you all from Burnley?
Yeah, all from Liverpool, to be honest. Like Walton and Chilwell, kind of way.
Right,
George,
okay.
Megbeth. Yeah, that's it, really.
Right, mates from school. Have you? Have you sort of
I went
grown
to school
together,
with Andy.
Or?
Yeah. And then, go ahead, you can
basically
explain.
Me and Johnny met at school when we were 13. Wow. Then I moved school for sick form. I met Sean at sick form, and then like me, Johnny, and Sean with a band for a few months. Then George came in because he was in an old band with Johnny.
Right.
But it was just like all school.
Yeah, that's not my old band.
Yeah, we were just all, it all just came from like knowing each other at school, and then George knew Johnny from a party.
Yeah. Like you do when you're a teenager.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know anyone from a party anymore.
So what are you all doing now? Are you still studying?
Yeah, I'm in uni, but I'm hoping to drop out and become full-time.
This is proper rock and roll now, isn't it? Well, I'm hoping to drop out of education.
You've got to have aspirations, haven't you?
Why, have you sent something great on the horizon there, John?
Absolutely, definitely.
Yeah?
We're doing quite well, and well, we've got to concentrate more on the music, I suppose, nowadays, rather than, like, I'm doing a lot anyway. I'm hoping, like, if I don't drop out, I'm going to change course to music anyway.
Right, okay.
It's really not.
So law's not up your street anymore.
At all. I can't.
You're going to be a rock star.
See, I just, like, they're all nice and that. I just can't make me fall asleep sometimes. They're not listening, like.
I was going to say, you're
John Moore's law department, I'm so sorry.
Not very well, is he? They do have courses for rock stars these days. We've had a few Lipper people in here.
I've applied for Lipper, to be fair, so almost.
Yeah, and there's the academy down at Duke Street as well. So, yeah, there is kind of stuff like that. But I think the boys just feel like they want to concentrate on you know, and strike while the iron's hot. And they're getting a lot of positive attention at the moment in the city. And sometimes that can drift away very quickly if you're not kind of on it. So I think, although I wouldn't recommend anyone to drop out to university, but it is, like, important to focus on it when people are interested in you and make sure you're kind of doing as much as you can.
So where's this attention come from? How can you gauge what sort of reaction the lads are getting at the moment?
Just for local blogs, things like Get Into This and things like that. Mm. Obviously, they're playing festival this weekend, and festivals, like, the one every band in Liverpool wants to get on. Mm. So there's bigger festivals like Sound City and things like that. But if you're a band, festival's the one you want to be, because it's Revo books, it's like the premier booker in Liverpool and kind of has been for a long time. And it's just seen as, like, you know, Limp's obviously the family one, and it's fun to do. And Sound City's like a really cool festival, but festivals like, oh, like, well, that's the best 20 bands in Liverpool on that. So that's a really good, so the fact that they've got on that is a really good achievement.
Have you all felt it, that there's been a growing sort of interest in you as a band?
Yeah, it's been weird. Like, we've been playlisted on Spotify like loads. We got like 4,000 listens in 2 days or something this week.
We're on 16k at the moment.
Yeah, we're on 12 on Tuesday or something. Now we're on 16. It's just, yeah, it's like,
is that something that you sort of constantly, do you get up in the morning and go, how many Spotify's have I got here?
No, like, to be fair, like, I don't really listen to us, but occasionally I'll just check like the listen rate.
Right.
I'm a bit vain, you see. So
it's like we don't listen to the track, but you just check to see how many listens you're on, do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, It's just, I don't know, it's weird.
There's a groundswell of interest in
Spotify
you.
Spotify's become a funny breaker of bands, really. Like, obviously, at first, when it was just the kind of streaming service, and now they've taking on people in terms of artist liaisons, as people who work for Spotify, whose job it is just to kind of check what's going on in the country and things like that. And I know a couple of guys, like old rock stars, like, well, say older my age, you know what I mean? People who were in bands who now work for Spotify, whose job it is to just go around gigs and say, yeah, they're really good. So I discover most of my new music through Spotify now.
Is that right?
Yeah, because there's playlists, and there's playlists for every genre, and there's, like, you know, hot young bands and stuff. Cheap Thrill's gone on one recently as well, which is really kind of cool for them. But it does, like, jump you, like, it will do like 4,000 in 2 days, because people will, because it is hard to monitor what's going on, and you know, it's hard enough just doing it in Liverpool, never mind the whole country. So quite a lot of people will just they'll have like 4 or 5 Spotify playlists that are updating, or that Spotify updates all the time. So if you can get on that as a young band, then, like, you know, that's a really good way of spreading yourself, and it's around the country obviously as well, because people, so it's not just Liverpool.
Radio City Talk Breakfast, the kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Spin with Two Ends, who are our band in today, and the lads are going to sing for us now. So John, Andy, Sean and George. A little bit worse for Ed, a little bit hungover, but they'll get through it because it's the rock star life. What are you going to play for us?
Bliss.
Okay.
It came out, but it's been deleted off Spotify because I don't like it anymore. But, I mean,
we're going to play it anyway.
We're redoing it.
Walking at Dead Well. Oh,
sorry. All right. Take it away when you're ready.
Tell me, is it worth it? When the sun is shining down on you, is it worth it? When it never rains and the sky is blue, 'cause you don't see me, I don't see you anymore. 'Cause you don't see me, I don't know how we could have come to this room, what we had, don't know. How we could have come to this. So are you living in bliss? Are you living in bliss? Tell me, is it worth it to lose everything I thought of you and have it end like this? Now you've had your share of paradise. Are you living in bliss? No. How could it come to this from what we had? Don't know how it could have come to this. Are you living in bliss? 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 Are you living in bliss?
I think that's it. Cheers.
Well done, fellas. Well done, fellas. Absolutely super. Really mellow. Very, very chilled out, isn't that, Gibbo? Just take that microphone there. Is a lot of your music like that?
Yeah. It's like, I'm really into like Swim Deep and bands like that. So it's kind of like nice, kind of poppy, chilled out tunes I like to listen to, so it's what we try to write.
Oh yeah, it's sort of drift away music, isn't
it? Yeah, it was nice. I was just enjoying the view, listening to it. It was a nice kind of soundtrack to Liverpool waking up this morning.
Perfect hangover music.
Well, I'm fine. I'd like to put it
for yourselves as well. Absolutely great. So what did you say about that song before? That's one you released, but
it's released, but we took it offline because I don't know, I wasn't too happy with the reception it got. I think it probably could do a lot better if we release it in future. So.
Right. Sorry, go on.
The mix, we weren't really happy with the initial mix, but with a new producer, I think it could do a lot better, do you know what I mean?
Right, is it tough when you're young and you receive a negative reception?
It's not tough, I think.
The first song we done went quite well, but then Bliss, it's kind of like I loved it, it was my baby, and it just flopped, and it was so devastating.
You say flopped, were people negative, or did they just not comment on it? Or
no, it was just I suppose we got like the press campaign and all that wrong, and it only got like 3,000 listens or something like that. I could have done with more compared, like, because the other song, which was the first song released, got like only 6,000, but still. Yeah, it's still a lot, isn't it, compared to like 3,000.
It just shows it's not just the song, it's sometimes the hype around it as well, isn't it? As you say, the PR
and production as well, like the boys were just saying there, that's really important. You know, sometimes you can go into a studio with, and I think especially when you're young as well, not to seem patronising to the boys, but it's hard sometimes to argue with the producer when you're young and you're inexperienced about, no, we want it to sound like this, because they're maybe a lot more experienced, but your perception of the song is more important than his, really. Sometimes he can put too much of a stamp on it, then you come out thinking, well, it's not really how we wanted that song to kind of feel. And production's like a huge part of it, like maybe more than people think. And I think, you know, you listen to the Oasis, when Oasis did, definitely maybe when they first recorded it, and no one wanted to put it out, and the manager Alan McGee said, no, you can't, it's just not good enough, and you hear it and it just sounds so flat, and you think Oasis is so exciting, and how's he managed to make Definitely Maybe sound so flat? So they did it all again, and
it's the producer,
it's completely changed it, and you think, well, what would have been if Oasis, if Noel would have got his way and Oasis would have put that album out? Like, it's a completely different story, like. So yeah, it is kind of really important. So the boys have been quite smart, I think, in terms of them going, no, we'll go and do it again and make it, you know, because the vibe of the song is almost as important as, you know, what you're kind of doing.
Steve Hoddersall's Kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
We have John, Andy, Sean and George in from Spin. And we're going to do another track from these lads first. So where are we going next?
This one, John? We're going home, because that's what the song's called. And I was trying to be funny, it just didn't work.
Right, go on. Are you ready for this? Or?
I think I'm ready.
Yeah, it's our last single.
Are you ready? That's the question.
What, the audience?
Yeah.
All right.
Take me home, 'cause I don't wanna go. Now the feeling's gone, I don't feel like I belong there. So don't take me stay here with you, 'cause it's all I wanna do. I'm not leaving here alone. Let me lay here in the moment. Now the feeling's gone, I don't feel like I belong there anymore. let me stay here. It's all I wanna do. Let me stay here. I'm not leaving here without you. Let me stay here, 'cause it's all I wanna do.
Excellent stuff. Some nice, lovely backing vocals from Sean and George as well. Just piping up in the reverse there. So that's the one that you've got a bit of attention on now, yeah?
Yeah, it didn't sound that good because I had a few drinks last night.
Oh, it sounded
don't
lovely.
Put yourself down.
I was trying to think whose voice you remind me of, and I think it's maybe the fella from the Maccabees.
The Maccabees?
That's kind of that kind of vocal.
Oh,
it's all right, isn't it?
Oh, it's great, isn't it? You're very distinctive voice as well. You're dead smooth, and all of a sudden you'll say words in a quirky fashion.
Yeah, yeah. It's a nice style.
Yeah,
it's
is.
A nice style.
It's very, very good. Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff. Radio City Talk.